A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
As soon as Google announced its new artificial intelligence product, you could almost feel the trouble coming. They announced artificial intelligence for anyone with a Gmail address. You've heard about ChatGPT, right? Google's version is called Bard, and they've created an extension for your email inbox that supposedly allows you to ask anything about any email you've ever sent or received. You could ask, look through my inbox and find any emails that seem angry. Or you could ask, are my responses too nasty? And you'll get a couple of paragraphs back. So I was waiting for Kevin Roose to get a hold of this thing. Months ago, Kevin Roose became famous when he typed a conversation with ChatGPT, and by the end of it, the computer was in love with him and demanding that he leave his wife. So I knew Roose was going to drive this Bard AI for email around the block, and he did not disappoint, asking Bard, please analyze all the emails I've written and tell me what my biggest psychological issues are. A few seconds later, Bard responded, you're stressed out and afraid of failure. So Kevin said, prove it. Bard showed him a book review about Elon Musk that somebody had sent to Kevin, and Bard completely fabricated a quote out of thin air to prove his point. So to summarize, Kevin Roose is still with his wife, and anytime somebody talks about AI, remember it also stands for ain't impressive.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.